Wrestling has been practiced in Africa for centuries. In sub-Saharan Africa, it's long been a popular sport in rural areas. But in Senegal today, wrestling has become the national obsession. The local version of the sport incorporates some aspects of boxing. Senegal's wrestlers, though, are allowed to fight each other with their bare fists. It's one of the only countries where that's legal. Professional wrestlers are superstars in Senegal, pulling in fees of hundreds of thousands of dollars for a single fight. And for many poor young men, wrestling offers the only chance to earn a good living. Rose Skelton reports from the capital, Dakar, where she visited a school where boys are trained to become fighters.
In the dying sun of a Dakar afternoon, 200 young men dressed in cotton shorts stand punching at the air. There's just a single trainer. Many of the boys cannot read or write. Either they left school at an early age, or they simply didn't have the chance of getting an education. It may not look like much, but this wrestling school in the heart of one of the city's poorest suburbs is training some of the country's highest-paid sportsmen. The school's top wrestler, Balague Deux, will earn 75 million francs in his next fight, around $160,000. In a country where the average annual income is just over $1,000 and around half the population is unemployed, wrestling has become a way out of poverty and unemployment for thousands of young Senegalese men. Mor Sek is 23 and a professional wrestler. For him, wrestling is a serious job.
I became a wrestler to support my family. We train all day long from 6 in the morning until 6 at night. I get up at 5:30 in the morning, get ready, and by 6 o'clock I'm at the beach to train. At 10 I go to the gym, then at 5 we come here to the school to practice wrestling. Really, it's very hard. I've given my whole life to wrestling. I don't know anything else. I've concentrated my whole life, all my energy, to become a champion. My dream is, one day, to be a champion.
Wrestling is big business in Senegal. Unlike in much of Africa, soccer fails to pull in the crowds here. So tens of thousands of fans flock to the stadiums on the weekends to cheer on their favourite wrestlers. Sponsors like Orange, the French telecoms company, pour money into the game to get their brand seen on national and international TV. Cherno Carr is from the National Wrestling Board.
Yes, it is the number one sport these days in terms of audience. But in terms of money invested in, the government does not help us, right? We have no subsidy. We don't have an arena national. We are squatting football pitches, right? And people are starting mourning, saying that this is not a place for wrestling. But if we don't organize it in those football places, we will never have any place to do it.
The majority of professional wrestlers leave school or their low-paid jobs as carpenters and metal workers to enter training. But before they start to win their fights, they have to rely on their families to support them. The hard work and discipline needed to keep going is fueled only by one thing: the dream of making it to the top, and the knowledge that one day they will be able to support their families in return. But it's not just hard work which makes a successful wrestler. There's also the marabout.
To be a wrestler, first of all, you need a weapon so that you're protected. The marabout gives you that. He's a weapon for us Africans.
Balague is a one-time Olympic boxing champion and now the head of this wrestling school. He has a number of Islamic spiritual doctors, or marabouts, that he consults to ensure his wrestlers' success. They give the wrestlers special potions to drink and bathe in before the fights. He heals them when they're injured, and he gives them talismans containing Quranic scripts to protect them from their opponent's own marabout's powers.
Even if you train hard, you'll go and see a marabout as well. It's the marabout who makes a wrestler a champion.
Whether it's the marabout's, the money, or the superstar status, barefist wrestling has overtaken football as Senegal's most popular sport. Senegalese men and women are proud to support an African game, and they love a performance. When the matches are underway, the two fighters paw each other patiently, waiting for a moment to strike. Once they have their opponent in a headlock, the fighters punch each other in the face, hoping to weaken their adversary before throwing him to the ground. All around are dancers dressed in traditional clothes, and sabba drummers banging out a deafening beat. The atmosphere is electric. For the world, this is Rose Skelton in Dakar.
You can see strong images of some very tough-looking Senegalese wrestlers sparring in Dakar. You wouldn't want to face any of these guys in a ring. Check out the slideshow at theworld.org.